Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
So the trial of St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery did get underway today. Elliot Davis, who is doing independent journalism, former Fox reporter, was covering it. They were on a lunch break a couple hours ago, and I haven't heard the latest. But he did make it to the courtroom, which was, you know, something that prevented the trial from moving forward yesterday. We're going to get an update. This is obviously something that the Attorney General's office, Catherine Hanaway, is involved with. Also, there is something involving a big judgment on China. And Catherine will join us at the bottom of the hour. I will have audio cut of the day tomorrow on the show. Our friend Dwayne Patterson from HotAir.com. We also have a roundtable set for Friday. Jane Duker on the panel, State Rep Steve Butts and James Knowles, the former mayor of Ferguson. And just another reminder that we're doing the live broadcast at Helen Fitzgerald's on Monday for Guns N' Hoses and the weigh-in. And I have tickets to give away tomorrow and Friday for Guns N' Hoses. We're also giving away some tickets on site, and we'll keep you posted on that as well. And I think later this hour, because it's the last hour of the show, and Ethan has probably not reminded me yet, but I need to remember I have Foreigner and Leonard Skinner tickets to give away as well. So that's coming up. Hey, Leland Vittert is back with us. News Nation anchor and host, St. Louis native, former Camo X intern. We have to throw that in there, too. How are you, Leland?
Hey, never better. Glad to be back with you guys.
I don't know if you know this, but tomorrow, I've got to toss this in because tomorrow, as you know, is the 20th of November. It's 11/20, and Camo X is celebrating 100 years. It's actually December 24th is the, you know, the actual moment of 100 years, but tomorrow is the big birthday celebration with your friend and mine, Charlie Brennan, will take part. They're letting me say a few things on the air. I'm surprised by that, but I guess I made the cut. But look, you know the reputation.
Did they make you put those on tape first?
No, I think I get to.
They're going to let you do it live.
They're going to let me do it live, but I think I'm mainly on there to talk about to other folks. Do you remember, because this is an interesting story, and you have to know, you remember Bob Hamilton, Leland?
I do, although I was not there for that.
But Bob was a legend, and he had that voice, right? The big, yep. Oh, we all did impersonations of him. Well, Bob was one of my you know, heroes in the 80s, and I got to know him. He came to my high school graduation. He would listen to my air checks, and he was really one of my mentors. And he had a great long, you know, stay at Camo X. And then it was really interesting for me as someone who was, you know, I'm a weird little kid. I love music radio, and I did music radio. But when I heard some of the things that happened on talk radio, even in the early 1980s, I think I'm a little older than you, and when Jack Carney was here, you're like, man, I want to do that for a living. And I was very lucky I got to be on Camo X for 16 years. So tomorrow is a big celebration day on 11/20. But how are you doing, and how's the book doing? Because I'm going to talk about a couple of things in the news, but you wrote this book, Born Lucky, A Dedicated Father, A Grateful Son, and My Journey with Autism. We had a great interview with you about 5 weeks ago. You're coming back into town for some appearances, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I got to thank you, Mark, because you really kicked it off for us. And Born Lucky ended up on the New York Times bestseller list, thanks to the support out of St. Louis. Thank you very much. And you noted it's about me growing up with autism, my father, Mark, and his journey to adapt me to the world rather than the world to me. It is hope, really. And I think this is why it's resonated, right? It is hope for every parent of a kid having a hard time. Whether it's autism or ADHD or anxiety or bullying, whatever it is. And that's proven out because we've heard from hundreds of people. I've stacks of emails and letters, and you know how heartening that is to get. And everyone positive, just saying thank you so much for writing this. I feel hope. I don't feel alone anymore. So we're coming back to town. All of this is on bornlucky.com. So if you go to bornlucky.com, you'll get all of this information. But we're going to be at Hearth and Soul in Ladue on Saturday at noon, and then at 7 p.m. at the County Library.
So run down the times right now. Heart and Soul at noon on Saturday, and then 7 p.m. that same night at St. Louis County Library. Do you need to register for any of those or just show up?
No, bornlucky.com gives you all the information as well. You can show up. You don't need to register for either one. $10 at the door at Heart and Soul, and that goes right to the St. Louis chapter of Autism Speaks. And since you're giving a lot of things away, okay?
Yeah.
You right? Okay, I'll give something away here too. I'm sure I'm allowed to do this. The first 10 people who show up at Hearth and Soul and say, I heard about this on Mark Reardon's show, I will cover your $10.
Man, that's going to be embarrassing if no one comes up to you. That means I'm going to have to really plug this in the next couple of days. Good move, Leland Vitter. That was brilliant PR on your part. So, yeah, the first 10 people at Hearth and Soul on Saturday at noon. Let's talk about some news that's happening.
The first 10 people who say Mark Reardon to me, okay,
right.
They got to come up and they say, hey, I heard about this on Mark Reardon. Okay, and again, if we don't get to 10, I'm coming back on Monday and I'm giving you a hard time.
Fair enough. You have to come. If you're going to be Monday in town, come see us in person at Helen Fitzgerald's because we're going to be there for Guns N' Hoses, which is next Wednesday night, a week from tonight. Let's talk about some of the things happening in the news right now. In the aftermath of this shutdown, what was accomplished by the Democrats in the shutdown? They felt like they had some momentum coming, you know, out of the election. I think health care was certainly a talking point that has worked for them. They knew that that was something that would get some buzz in the media. But in the end, did they get anything in return from the Republicans?
Meaningfully, no, from the Republicans. It's very clear Democrats lost the battle on the shutdown. We don't know if they won the war. And right now, the war, really, the next battle is going on, right? And that is the battle over health care. And Republicans are terrified of it because they have no plan on how to fix Obamacare. Obamacare is a disaster. We all know that. Affordable care, it's neither care nor affordable. So it's two lives for the price of one. But people get a lot of money in subsidies, and that money is going away. And people's health insurance bills, you know, people in Missouri making $150,000 a year, suddenly your health care is going to cost more than your mortgage, far more than your mortgage. And the Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House, and they are terrified going into the midterms of not having a way to fix that.
So what would the end game be, though? Because the ideas on how to fix that become very, very complicated. And, you know, the subsidy issue in and of itself, I think, is nuanced. And let me offer this as an example. And I know that there are people out there that probably need the subsidies and they're worried, but these subsidies were also temporary. But Amy Klobuchar up in Minnesota puts a thing on her X account that shows this, you know, heartwarming story of this couple that retired in their early 50s, and they had the money to do that. They're going to have their, you know, healthcare double moving forward, $15,000 a year in subsidies that they want the taxpayers to give them when they retired early. So there's cases that you hear. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that really do need this, and I think Republicans are aware of that. But how do you juggle that with some of the other stories where there's clearly people that are taking advantage of this that probably don't deserve the subsidies?
Well, that's why people get elected. And that's what Republicans are going to have to figure out how to deal with. And they're going to have to balance the couple who retired in their 50s with the couple in their 40s who have three kids and maybe one with special needs. It's going to be featured on NBC Nightly News.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is the problem for Republicans. And the Democrats crystallized in the shutdown that healthcare is now Republicans' problem. And, you know, the one thing about Washington is things may not be your fault, right? The high prices are not Donald Trump's fault. We can all agree on that because of what happened in the Biden administration and lots of other things. It is his problem. And that is what happens when you sit behind the Resolute desk. And Republicans, I think, were surprised by how effective the Democratic talking point of Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House. It is a very effective talking point, and it always happens. The party in power gets blamed.
Yeah, you know, I've had a lot of people, I've had listeners point this out. And look, I've criticized Republicans over the years. Sometimes they're not particularly good at messaging. And, you know, some of that I would say is blaming some of the mainstream and the legacy media for not being fair in many of these instances. But even the way that they, you know, had to change the marketing on the Big Beautiful Bill, you would think that someone would have thought about that ahead of time and said, hey, maybe we should have the tax, you know, cuts resonate with the American people, because then you didn't really do that. And when they rebranded it, no one really paid attention. You get to the fall and you're in the government shutdown, then healthcare kind of takes over. And that plays to, you know, the reality of where people are with their budgets and how they pay their bills and, you know, how they get their medicine and everything. So it is something that resonates with the American people. It's just such a complicated issue. It was complicated 13, 14 years ago when all this was shoved down our throats. But the main thing I remember from a lot of those discussions, for example, with Senator Claire McCaskill, is we're doing this to reduce premiums, right? And in many cases, in most cases, that has not happened, certainly with Obamacare.
Agreed. Again, the American people have a very short memory of what you have done for them lately. And I am old enough to remember in 2024 and 2023 talking to Democrats, both on the record and off the record, about how, you know, oh boy, the real problem for Democrats is they're just not messaging well, right? And oh, if only Joe Biden told Democrats and told the country more and more about what he did for them, then things would be better. And I say this respectfully to you. I hear when I talk to Republicans say, you know, us Republicans just aren't messaging well enough. And I hear from Democrats, us Democrats just aren't messaging well enough, because both sides believe that if only we tell the American people more about what we're doing, it's going to work. And I would submit that it's much more visceral than that. It's how people feel. It's how Americans feel at the end of the week when they go in, you know, when they go to the grocery store, or when they want to take their kids to the movies, or when they've got to pay for their kids' sports. It's how do they feel? I think there's that Maya Angelou line. You know, you can say almost whatever you want to people. People will never forget how you make them feel, and that is what Trump and Republicans face right now.
Leland Vittert is here. He's a News Nation host, St. Louis native. He's coming back into town to promote his book, Born Lucky, this weekend. Now, you were, if I'm not mistaken, you spent many years in Jerusalem, didn't you, as a foreign correspondent?
I did. Four years, yes.
Okay, so we go back. We have this big announcement of the ceasefire, and it seems like a big victory, and the hostages come back. And then this happens with a lot of the national news, and you know this. Then you don't hear about it for weeks, and the government shutdown happens, and there's all this focus on the politics, and now we got the Epstein files and everything. But what's happened with the ceasefire and Middle East peace, in your opinion? Where are we on that? Because it seems totally out of the news cycle.
Well, I'll submit to you that it doesn't really matter. And that's going to sound odd, and you're going to also hear a bunch of sirens here in a second. And I believe this is the vice president's motorcade coming back from Capitol Hill. So my apologies to your listeners, but they will believe that I'm actually for sure really in Washington as you hear the motorcade go by. But what I can tell you without question is that the Palestinian issue and what's happening in Gaza doesn't matter. And the way we know that is because the Saudis just came into D.C. and they spent the entire week in D.C. and Donald Trump threw them this huge pageant at the White House, and they had all these meetings, and the Saudis promised all this investment, and the Palestinians didn't come up once. Nobody cares about them. People care about using the Palestinians, as the Democrats certainly did, as a cudgel, but nobody really cares about that. And the genius of Trump, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, was understanding that the root of problems in the Middle East does not come from the Israeli-Palestinian debate. It comes from Iran. And once you isolate Iran, which Trump did, and put them in their place, the rest of the Middle East shifts, and the United States once again can be the real power broker and be in a position of strength. That's what Trump did. The Palestinian debate is one that's going to continue for as long as the Palestinians, in the words of Golda Meir, hate the Jews more than they love their children. That hasn't changed.
Yeah. What do you think, and I don't know how much you've covered this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump, you know, frayed relationship and everything with the Epstein files right now, because, you know, I haven't, and I don't want to be insensitive to victims of sexual abuse, but I haven't, you know, dove in deeply into a lot of the Epstein files. It's a lot of, you know, one side says this, the other side says this, but now they vote almost unanimously to release the files. I don't even realistically know what that means and how much will be redacted, but you have the president calling Marjorie Taylor Greene a traitor and her responding quite, you know, vocally in the last couple of days saying, look, I put my, you know, my reputation on the line to support you, and this is how I'm treated. So in the rest of MAGA world, I don't know how that plays right now, but it's kind of fascinating to see this happening in the backdrop.
Yeah, there is a group of MAGA, Marjorie Taylor Greene being among them, and a group of Democrats who both believe that the Epstein files are going to uncover a ring of pedophiles that have been protected by multiple administrations. And this ring of pedophiles was supplied with young women or trafficked young women by Jeffrey Epstein. Okay. There is absolutely no evidence to suggest that, whether it be the Democrats who believe that it was Donald Trump who was a beneficiary of these women. There's evidence to strongly say that did not happen. And there's lots of evidence to suggest that there were no other rich and powerful men who were trafficked women who are big Democrats. So it's quickly becoming the JFK files, is that there's enough out there, there's enough little smoke to say, well, what about this? How do you explain this email? And how do you explain that? And, oh, but they were there. So they, in it is going to become this sort of religion for a lot of people to hold on to.
In the it already sense has that in many ways, right?
True, but nothing's true, but everything's possible.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too, because, like, I don't know, and I was going to pull this up from yesterday. So Clay Higgins from Louisiana, he's the one no vote. And what he said was, and I read this, and I thought, well, maybe there's something to this. He goes, I've been a principled no on this bill from the beginning. What was wrong with the bill 3 months ago is still wrong today. It abandons 250 years of criminal justice procedure in America. As written, this bill reveals and injures thousands of innocent people, witnesses, people who provided alibis, family members, etc. If enacted in its current form, this type of broad reveal of criminal investigative files released to a rabid media will absolutely result in innocent people being hurt. It's kind of hard to argue against that being a possibility, isn't it?
Well, I think it's a certitude,
yeah,
number one.
Yeah.
And he is the one principled person in this. He is not incorrect. The problem is that for Trump, I think he realized that the tide had turned, and then he went ahead and sort of went with it. And this is the problem for both sides. And again, for those of your listeners who don't know, I'm sort of a right first wrong guy rather than a left first right guy. That's what makes News Nation different, is the problem with these sort of narrative based stories that are not rooted in fact. And that's no different than Russiagate. It became about the narrative rather than about the facts. And the Epstein files have become about the narrative. And now, as you point out, and by the way, this happened in Russiagate too, there's going to be a lot of very innocent people or tangentially innocent people who get very hurt.
Yeah, and though, look, there's even stuff happening, and some of this gets so complicated, but the Republicans are making, you know, some hay, and everyone's going to do this with some emails that went out, like even from Hakeem Jeffries to Jeffrey Epstein. But what you're finding is, and this is the nuanced part of this, is there's a lot of people that wrote emails to Jeffrey Epstein. They're more standard. I'm not trying to defend Hakeem Jeffries because I think he's not my favorite person on Capitol Hill. But some of these are standard type of fundraising emails that go out to a lot of people and don't necessarily mean
this
a connection
exists. No, it doesn't mean a connection exists, but it does mean this, that after Jeffrey Epstein pled guilty to trafficking child prostitutes, right? I mean, he pled guilty to sex crimes involving kids. And we can look back at the Alex Acosta deal and say it was a sweetheart deal and why did it happen and everything else. But the world knew that this man was evil and was involved in sex acts with underage women, which is just disgusting at every level. Okay? Period. Full stop.
Absolutely.
And yet, there were a lot of rich and powerful people, okay, from George Stephanopoulos to Katie Couric to Larry Summers to the fundraisers for Hakeem Jeffries to the representative from the Virgin Islands, Plaskett, who texted him for advice, on and on and on, who didn't care. Epstein had something they wanted, which was either money or power or access, and they had something he wanted, which was effectively access, and they had no problem associating themselves with someone who was truly evil and despicable. And those people, I don't think, deserve a pass. You know, those aren't people who were in FBI investigative files giving alibis. Those aren't people sitting around who happen to have been, you know, caught up in some email from someone about somebody else that will be released. Those are people who willingly cavorted, I use that phrase loosely, with a sexual predator. And they knew he was at the time. And they should be held account for that, or at least the world should know it.
Yep, I don't disagree with that. Leland Vitter, he's coming back into town this weekend. Born Lucky is the name of his book. He's a St. Louis native. You can watch him tonight on News Nation. It's called Born Lucky, A Dedicated Father, a Grateful Son, My Journey with Autism, at noon at Hearth and Soul in Ladue. If you go, it's $10. But if you mention my name, he's going to pick up the first 10 people. If there's 10, we're going to promote the hell out of it. I'm going to mention this every break in the next couple of days just so I can get to the number 10. But also 7 p.m. at the St. Louis County Library. So you enjoy your weekend in St. Louis. Did you get to hang for Thanksgiving week with the family? You have to go back.
So my wife and I will be down. You know, my parents left St. Louis a while ago, and they're down south. So my wife and I will go head down and be with them, which will just be great.
You mean they chose a better climate? Go figure. Who would do that?
I have no idea. But I'll put this way: I'm going to make a stop. I'm going to make a stop at the smokehouse, though. The best Thanksgiving fixings you can possibly get.
You know, unfortunately, we've had, even today wasn't too bad, but now you got crappy weather moving in for the weekend. So we've had some really warm weather, unseasonably warm, but it's going to get a little chilly this week and into next week. Lucky Vitter, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.